Game of the day, as we're now joined by the head coach of the Sacred Heart Eagles, Coach Bethke. And Coach, what can you say? Your guys never gave up and found a way to win. You get some big plays in the seventh inning to score three runs to win and come from behind fashion. But what an exciting ball game, and maybe more exciting than you would like.
Yeah, absolutely. And I told him that afterwards. That's why you don't ever quit. Sometimes you win games you don't deserve to win, and definitely we didn't deserve to win that game. But they did come up with hits when they absolutely needed to.
You have to be happy with how you started. You were able to score four runs in the first inning. You had a single by Parker Erickson with two outs. This was all with two outs now. And then Ethan Arnston reaches on an error. David Larson was hit by a pitch. Elliot Arnston reaches on an error. Then you score, I think, three runs on an error, one on a balk. And you led 4-0, and you had to be happy with that.
Yeah, at that point I was thinking maybe we're going to turn the corner here. But, you know, we turned around and gave a lot of that right back. You know, they earned what they got back, but, you know, sometimes you just have to make plays and make pitches when you got a team down like that. They did a great job coming back, and then they kind of controlled the rest of the game until the seventh inning.
You only had two hits in the game through the first six innings, and then you were able to get three hits in timely fashion in the seventh inning. And what was the big difference there?
You know, I wish I knew. I mean, it has been a struggle the last couple of weeks, and I don't know. It's just so many at the same time are struggling. Even the guys hitting the ball hard some games are hitting them right at people. And, you know, sometimes you have to make a change to expect a different result. And, you know, we'll just have to keep plugging away. But, you know, when the game was on the line, it was nice to see that they did come up with some hits.
Let's go fast forward to the seventh inning. You had Isaac Sunby. He singled, stole second, and then after an out, you have a pinch hitter for Mike Gapp. You bring in Ben, and he is able to draw a walk to give you runners at first and second, and that was a huge at-bat for him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. At that point, you know, we tell them all we need base runners. You know, we have to approach this a little bit differently, and make sure they're throwing strikes before we start to get a little bit more aggressive at the plate. And that's a huge walk right there. And then, you know, good things, you know, happen. That if you're the pitcher, that's why you don't, you know, want to give up a lot of walks. So, again, big plays by a lot of kids there in the seventh inning.
Then the top of the order comes up. Josiah Sunby, he walks. You have bases loaded. And then Jake Satterlund looked like he was hit by a pitch. Well, the good news is he was able to get a hit and drive in a run anyway. And you get within one. And then Parker Erickson follows with a single to left field. That scored a run. The left fielder bobbled it. You score another to win the game. And he came up with big plays when you need it.
Yeah, and you do look for that from your best players. And, you know, Parker's just carried us on the mound a lot this year. And he made an error in the top of the seventh. But, you know, your best players like that, you know, have to deal with that and find ways to still come up with plays. And he definitely did there.
Well, you've won several championships under your tenure, but they say you need to be good. You need to be a little lucky, and maybe a little luck happened here today.
Yeah, we're probably running out of some of the luck, so I think we better figure some things out here in the next couple days.
Well, that was your luck. Now the rest of it, you're just going to use your talent the rest of the way, right?
Yeah, and, you know, the kids work hard, and, you know, they're obviously trying hard, and, you know, things don't always go your way, but like I said earlier, you know, they don't give up. They don't quit. And good things do happen sometimes.
And Josiah Sunby, he picks up the win as well. He came in and gave you some great innings of relief.
Such a competitor. You know, you always know you're going to get that from him. And he doesn't like losing. And so he was going to do all he could to at least keep us in the game on the mound. And even, you know, coming up to the plate, you know, him and his brother are so competitive. And you like that, especially when you're down and you need something. Sometimes they dig a little deeper. And so, you know, it was just, you know, one of those games where I wish it would have been done differently, but we'll take it.
A win is a win at playoff time. No such thing as an ugly win, that's for sure. And now you get ready on Saturday to play the winner of Fauston and Lake of the Woods. They were battling. We haven't had a final score there yet, but obviously you're very familiar with Fauston over the years.
Yeah, and either team, really. We got to be ready for it. And like you said, we have you know, had our matchups with Foster. We had a great game with them earlier. You have to do everything right. You have to do the little things right. You got to have a little luck. You have to put the ball in play, make them make plays, and your pitchers have to be on because they, you know, they play the game aggressively and they have fun doing it. So don't really know much about Lake of the Woods other than just following their scores. And, you know, you don't get there by not knowing how to, you know, win some games.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win, and we'll see you in Bemidji on Saturday.
Okay, thank you very much.
That is the victorious head coach of the Sacred Heart Eagles, Coach Paul Bethke. We thank him for joining us here in the postgame show. And again, we'll have the Sacred Heart game against either Foston or Lake of the Woods on Saturday from Bemidji State. And we'll have Sacred, well, we're going to have all their games on the rest of the way. As long as they keep winning, we'll even follow them back down to St. Cloud if that is the case. But got a long way to go. Yeah, but they're two wins away from advancing to the state tournament once again. But it has not been easy, that's for sure. And they come up with a huge bottom of the seventh inning, scoring three runs to come from behind to beat Ada Borup West 7-6. We will take a break. We'll be back. We'll have Red Lake County taking on West Marshall in the final.